Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. They're two magnificent dissidents, real leaders for democracy in Russia, Vladimir Karamurza and Alexei Navalny. And here are some very bad developments that have occurred to both of them. There used to be a guy named Nemtsov, who was a really charismatic opponent to Putin. And back about 7 years ago, he decided one night to take a walk along a street just outside the Kremlin. You think, all right, the Kremlin. Car pulls up and they put four bullets in his back. It was the KGB, the successor to it with different initials. Putin lied and said it was Chechens. Then they arrested Chechenian dissidents who were opposed to Putin, tortured and killed them. Putin's a Nazi murderer. Vladimir Karamurza is an interesting guy. You will have seen him interviewed a lot on MSNBC, CNN. He's a man of exceptional courage. He wants a democratic Russia the way it was in the 1990s, with a free economy, with no stealing from oligarchs and Putin, democratically elected president, political parties just like the West. And if that happened with Russia's natural resources, the sad thing is it would be quite a power in a good way. In the early 1990s, believe it or not, Russia's foreign minister talked briefly with George H.W. Bush's administration about Russia joining NATO. In other words, a democratic Russia join NATO. That would be a formidable alliance to contain China and to contain some of the jihadist countries to the south of Russia. And it was initially discussed, and it would have been discussed more until Putin took over. Vladimir Karamurza, why do I say he's brave? Because, first of all, he was poisoned twice. One time he was put in an induced coma by doctors, and the other time he almost died. I don't know if it cost him a kidney, but, and, you know, each time, and he was living in Washington, D.C., and his wife said, don't go back to Russia. Each time he went back to Russia to agitate. Well, he survived both those poisonings, but the sad thing is, after the second one, he still decided to go back to Russia to agitate. And he held press conferences saying that Putin had to go. And yesterday he was arrested by Putin and put in an undisclosed prison. And I do not think he will survive. When Putin has control over somebody's physical body in secret, Putin is a sadist and a murderer. Vladimir Karamurza, I don't think you'll ever see in an interview again. And this is a guy, I've got to tell you, after he was poisoned the first time, I would not have gone back to Russia. I would have just spoken in exile. Even Charles de Gaulle, when the Nazis took over France, went to London and set up a government in exile. Zelensky's extraordinarily brave in Ukraine to stay where he is, in Kiev. But Karamurza, when he went back a second time, I would not have done that. He got poisoned again, put in an induced coma. How many times can you be poisoned like that without dying? Then he got out of it. Very strong guy. And he goes back a third time. Come on, Vladimir Karamurza. For Pete's sake, you're dealing with Hitler. You're dealing with Hitler. You're dealing with the equivalent of ISIS. You're dealing with evil incarnate, an animal in his spider hole, is back to the wall. And what, you think you're going to give press conferences in Moscow and nothing's going to happen to you when everybody else is getting rounded up and beaten and put in jail? I think he wanted to make an example. I think he is a true patriot in the good sense to the concept of a democratic Russia. But Vladimir Karamurza has not been heard of. And I sadly really think that he may never be heard from again. This is a testimony to him. I want to acknowledge him in this show. It's a small comfort, but he deserves our deeper admiration. There's another tremendous dissident, and you know, dissident has the connotation of, you know, they're on the outs, or, you know, I don't know, that, you know, the protest. The point is, Vladimir Karamurza would have been a great foreign minister of Russia, of a free Russia, and Alexei Navalny would have been and would be a great president of Russia, the two of them together. Alexei Navalny was poisoned. They put polonium in his underwear, my God, and snuck into his hotel room, worked it into the fabric. Some of these poisons, this is not Agatha Christie, you know, where you put a little cyanide in somebody's tea, and then it's one of these deals where the 12 suspects are in a library, and the policeman comes in and interrogates them, and one of them confesses, or the maid says, it was Colonel Short in the library of the whiskey bottle, you know, that kind of thing. This is hitting the butler over there with the whiskey bottle. This is not that kind of thing. These are poisons at the mere touch. Polonium, which is created when uranium is enriched for nuclear fuel, will kill a human being instantly. Instantly. Killed a guy with that, poisoned a guy with that and his daughter, and killed him in London. Killed a guy in Berlin. Putin's an assassin. He used to be assassinated himself. That's a different topic in terms of methods. But Navalny recovered. He went to Germany. He got good care. And then they had a picture of him. He was covered by TV cameras. He goes back to Russia. He flies into Moscow, for Pete's sake. And his wife is with him. What does he think is going to happen? Navalny, you should have stayed in Europe. Stayed in Paris or Berlin and set up a government in exile. As the president of Russia. And I remember seeing the video. They came to take him away the minute he flew in. And he said goodbye to his wife. And he got 2 years, and then he just got another, I don't know, 12 years. So now he's in for close to 15. And now you don't hear from him again. And the word is, this was over the wires, that he may be poisoned. He may be killed. Well, duh. They did it before. But that it requires Putin's personal approval. If Putin says poison him, he'll be poisoned. Same with Vladimir Karamurza. There was a time where Putin might think of international opinion. He doesn't now because he's been designated a war criminal and people want him in prison. He has nothing to lose. You know, this reminds me, in ancient Rome, and this is really bad, if the emperor didn't like you, he would send an emissary to you and say, yeah, you must commit suicide because you're an aristocrat. He didn't like you. You said something he didn't like. And you can take your time, but you can't take forever. And Seneca, the great philosopher, was told to commit suicide by the emperor. And he took poison. Putin is a Nazi emperor. He just sends word, kill him. Here he doesn't give them the opportunity to kill himself. They just kill him and murder him. So you're going to I am looking sadly for two bright lights whom I want to testify to right now, Vladimir Karamurza and Alexei Navalny. Those lights are going to go out in Russia, but I just hope the Russian people remember their courage and remember the example that at one time there was democracy in the country and there could be democracy again. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.